Okay, it's the culture department. DJ Dips, Nate is in the building. Billionaire hype man / banker on the side.
I'm not a billionaire.
No, but you always say billionaire hype man.
Well, I'm speaking into the future now.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, before we go into it, Nate has a party this Saturday. Everybody pull up. Okay. You know, it's called the Nate Experience. Yeah. Come in your Fuji attire, Abi.
Yeah. Fuji.
Only sure. Yeah. Eko for exactly. Oh, Amber attire. Yeah. Pull up. It's always live. But my Fino, am I not knock?
It's okay now.
Because,
it's deep stuff.
because you don't have to be in the club after, yeah, but yeah. Stick to your dress code,
yeah.
Pull up, come through. It's always live, it's always fun. You need to experience. And yeah, have fun. What's going on?
My brother, we're just pushing, you know, we're trying to make ends meet. Hype is alive. You know.
Hype is alive. Hype is alive.
So shout out to the DJs too as well. I don't think they get enough credit for the work they do. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we do to a certain extent.
Okay.
Then I think on another level,
yeah,
in terms of like respect,
yeah,
and money,
exactly,
yeah, that's a different, yeah, conversation, yeah, entirely.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get the recognition, Sha. Then they try. Then
shout
they try.
Out to the DJs.
Shout out to all the hype men. But yeah, man, how's it been hyping and banking at the same time? Where did it all start from? Like, what was the?
Where did it start from?
Yeah,
it was back in university. I went to Bangkok, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was a social director in my department at the time, and I was a bit popular too. Taufik, Adams, Akib. Geoffrey.
These are all your guys.
They're my guys. Like,
mm-hmm,
we grew together,
mm-hmm,
and all of that in school. You know, at some point, one of my guys was also running for sport director in school, and I was his campaign manager. So all of that, we used to now throw a lot of events. I was an announcer, I was a sports commentator, and I was doing social event by the side. And someone just came to me one day and said, "Ah, guy, this is your voice. I think you can like do one or two things with it." I started like, you know, doing all these very deep voiceovers and stuff.
Oh,
yeah, from there.
Okay, like voiceovers,
yeah,
like ads and stuff.
Ads and stuff. But you know, I mean, it wasn't really a thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave up and just focused on presenting, red carpet host, comparing, and all of that.
All that stuff.
Hype started proper for me 2017 after I left like uni, and it seemed like, oh, it was something. I used to watch Deal to the TUN at the time. Special shout out to him, the OGs.
Shout out to Dotsu.
Special Spesh, Ben Foster, Jimmy, Shea Banks as well.
Mm-hmm.
These were guys that I.
All the OGs.
You dare me. So that's a guy that was with Dotsu.
Shodi,
yeah. Special shout out to Shodi, yeah. I was with Shodi. Funny enough, I was with Shodi at. We both hyped at Tony's event last year.
UBA,
yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not even UBA. Tony's personal event.
Tony,
the all-white party. Tony Olumelu.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
okay,
UBA,
okay.
Yeah,
yes. So yeah, we were together, and it was a vibe.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Pokoli.
That party, those parties are. Always I'll be seeing pictures. I've never been to one, but like I'll be seeing.
Bro,
I'll be seeing videos and pictures. Always.
We're good. Like, it kind of like, you know,
yeah,
that.
Those those parties always look. They always look like it's fun. Yeah, it always looks fun.
Yeah, so I mean, it became something that, you know, gradually, I started doing my own events as well. And then, you know, 2020 came, we had the new guys that started doing the whole Amapiano stuff. That's how I touched Toby Sheng, Voltage of Hype, Jerry Shaffa. These were guys, you know, that started the whole Amapiano thing. And, you know, it became his stuff. Tips, I get some numbers on.
Next mix we can do one together and you just get them. But
so
yeah,
I have some songs on Apple Music. You can check it out anytime.
Oh, songs?
Yeah, like hype music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
man.
Like, and these are chants that people are now familiarized with now. There's You Come Sitting Down to This. There's Why You Still Single. In fact, when the sax dance beat comes up, that's the first line you hear. Why are you still single? Single people, they're already tired of hearing that line.
Yeah, Lamba is crazy. Lamba is crazy. Like, some hype men just have that Lamba, man.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps coming. Like, who is this? Pokoli is another person.
Bro,
I don't know how that thing just comes out of him.
And
he just
effortlessly.
Yeah, Jonathan. It's like he doesn't even think about it. It just comes out. Like Poku's, Lamba is endless with Poku.
Poku's
constant Lamba.
Because if you release song today, Poku is singing the song word for word the next day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is he doing it?
Yes, he knows the thing. He knows the thing. He knows how to do the thing well. But yeah, man. You were saying something about hype men and Lamba and people saying that if you don't have Lamba, you can't really hype.
Yeah.
This
is for the hype men. I say this and I'll say it again. You don't have to have Lamba to be a good hype man.
Mm.
Because I see a lot of people trying so hard to
get Lamba. Right? So it's like you either have it or you don't. Yeah. But it doesn't stop you from. It
doesn't stop you. You can try because there are different genres. So don't limit yourself just amount. So and what I've realized also is, hype men, they've limited themselves to their piano sound.
Yeah.
That they don't even have the energy for the crowd to feed off them. So you're playing Afrobeat. I mean, I don't know if you saw that video one time where Udumudu was in the club performing and the hype man was, I don't know.
I think I saw that thing. And he took the mic from him or something.
It was very embarrassing. I'm like, as a hype man, you also need to understand music.
Yeah.
If your music knowledge is poor, you cannot succeed as a hype man.
You have to know the song.
You have to know the song.
No, when to chill.
You get me. I mean,
but some guys will be talking about the lyrics. I'm like, bro, how do you want them to even hear? Do you understand? And then I'll fade it out for them to sing along. The guy is singing along. Like, what are we doing now? Do you understand? So yeah, it's crazy. I think it's proper understanding, knowing the music, knowing when to, you know. See, lots that has to be done. Because sometimes we hear drummers to drumming over the place. Hype man is yelling over the place. Everything is louder than the actual music. So I'm just like,
at my last event, I had to tell the drummer at some point, Papa, chill. You are playing drums on Afro beats. I understand that there are some beats you want. The good thing about this, I realized is when it's time for like the drummers to play. So that's what I told the drummers, by the way. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody now. But when it's time for the drummers, they will tap your ear. Are you ready? Play. Not when the music is up. Hype man too come. And there's something I saw on Twitter one time. Say, hype man don't talk over songs. So that no fish Shazam new song.
So imagine that. So you get what I'm saying? So the crowd is even saying it. It's like, do I need to say anything again after that? It's like.
for the up and coming hype man, this is my advice. And I don't know if it's something that a lot of people take. If you want to be very good at this hype thing, leave the fact of, you're trying to impress. You need to understand, number one, music. Because your music knowledge will help you to know when to interact with the crowd. There's what we call and response. What you just mentioned.
Mm.
When the DJ fades the song and is expecting to hear the crowd for vibe check, and that's when your own voice is not overshadowing it. It makes no sense, to be honest.
I was at one event one day. Mm. The hype man was going on. And at some point, I started to count. I'll be like, 1, 2, 3, the guy will yawn. I'll see if I can count to 10 seconds without the guy saying something. I'll go 1, 2, 3. I'm almost at 10. The guy will say something. I'm like, bro, must you? No, it's different. It's different things. I think everybody just needs to understand their role. Do you understand? DJ is doing his thing. The hype man knows when to talk.
Right.
The drummer knows when to come in
right.
and when to stop.
Right.
I think drummers also need to know the song as well. Or know, do you understand? Because sometimes like bro, calm down.
So I want to ask you this as a DJ, because I know that usually hype men and DJ are supposed to have like a sync
in terms of,
you know.
Yeah.
Have you been in a situation where you really needed the hype man to like ginger the crowd and he wasn't doing it and you're like, switch off the mic, let me just go?
Many situations, bro. I've been in situations where the guy is yelling so much and then it's not time for when I now give him those type of beats where he can even
just quiet.
I'm like, bro, this is when you're meant to. Yeah, I've been at weddings where one guy that has no business hyping will come and carry mic. And I'll just tell my sound guy, I'll off that mic. I'll be like, bro, this guy is stopping me. Because I feel like there's hype men and there's announcers. Some people are announcers.
Right.
They're not hype men.
Right.
You get? Some MCs are good at MCing, but when it comes to hyping,
I was at an event one time and I was paid to come
after party.
And then the DJ and the MC was like, give me like 15 minutes. I'm like, bro, you were paid to come and MC. This is my moment. can I at least just, and guy no grill. He went on for his 15 minutes. I was like, cool. And then when I was done, in the when I was now hyping, he came and wanted to collect the microphone.
Oh, you know what, answer him.
Hype men that are trying to be MCs and some MCs that are trying to be hype men, you have to choose one. And I feel like there's some good.
I think it's possible.
So
I think it's possible for the hype man to be an MC if you can speak English, because you know this thing is also exactly. It's also English language, right? If you know how to construct yourself properly, your diction is not bad. Yeah, you can go from hyping to eventually MC. Being an. I mean, see Jimmy, Shoddy, all those guys. They can hype, they can MC. All those guys can hype, MC, everything. Right. So I think it's also, knowing how to speak English first and foremost, and then I feel like it's a lot tougher to go from MC into hyping. Yeah, it's a lot tougher to go from.
Like this, what you just said now is actually very distinct, because a lot of lot of hype men, they are trying so hard to be MCs, but it cannot work.
Mm.
Especially with your tenses, your diction, pronunciations, you don't get them right.
Knowing how to even control your audience. Control,
exactly, because it's like a more corporate setting.
Crack some jokes here and there, all that stuff.
So it's not. And another thing too, I think I also need to put it out there. Hype men need to understand the type of crowd. It's not every crowd you use vocal sounds or lambas. If you ask me, I try to refrain from that. Actually, at the corporate, you hear somebody at the corporate event or something, and they talk, you know, this, that, like,
some weird stuff. Like read the room, like
read the room. That's another very important thing I noticed in the hype industry. Like, they don't censor what is being said. You are treating a club setting like you're treating like an after party for an event or a birthday party. Like, you can't actually even
adopt. I mean, even with DJing too, there's some places that I will not play some certain songs. Did you get? I won't go to a 60, 70-year-old birthday and be playing some kind of songs. So it's also, just knowing where you are, knowing what to do. In those type of situations, do you get?
Not just like the way you guys have like classes for DJs on the DJ jockey and stuff. In your own opinion, do you think that we should have classes for five men? Just have. Because to be honest, you know, to the TUN, Jimmy, Shoddy, like this is me saying that I'm using Gypsy.
Okay, you're saying that maybe people like them can.
Yeah, you know, because let's have like a class. If it's, they can, because MCs are doing it. I was at IK's. He was an MC.
Mm. Okay, IK.
I was at his training class last year. Did it somewhere in Ikoyi. And, you know, he gave us instances and yada yada. So I feel like our OGs could help. And we who are also like the new cats, because I'm a new cat, who also have like few experiences here, could also come chipping ideas on. Because hype now is a craft. You know, you don't have to. I mean, a lot of people feel one time wearing baggy sweats. You know, I'm doing this, I'm dressing this kind of way. That's what like, yeah, you get me. Like, it's a craft now, so you have to smell nice, dress well, look clean. You know, it's
something Shaya was saying the other day. He was saying something about just like what you're saying, knowing when to use some certain lambas, right? Yeah. Like, there's lamba, I think there's lamba for club and there's lamba for
rave.
Yeah, you know, that was the type of example he was trying to give the other day.
Yeah,
so it's I don't know, but like having classes for hype, we hyping. I feel like, you either have it or you don't.
But
with MCing, I think that can work, right? As long as you know how to compose yourself, talk to people, you can speak good English. I think with MCing, they can teach those type of things. You get, even though your own personal know how will enter. But with hyping, I think it's either you have it or you don't, or you're just a really good copy. Cat, like you just know how to like take from here, take from there, and implement
the copycat part. I think that there was a time there was one lamba that dropped. I can't remember the line now, and there was a serious tussle for
who brought the lamba. No, I mean like so we To be honest,
sorry,
to be honest, everybody's stealing from everybody, if you ask me. Because sometimes to abuse for certain places, I'll hear some kind of transition. I'll be like, okay. We know Goku play for the same place. There's no ideas original. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing you're going to do that somebody else has not done or somebody else is not going to do. We're all just borrowing from each other, and as long as you do it well, that's what's important. But I mean, don't do a poor impersonation of Nate. Do you understand?
Almost all my lines, you can verify, go check it out. Almost all my lambas have dropped. You can't hear it anywhere. What I'm saying is, it's not a generic. It's almost like a Nate signature kind of thing. So if tomorrow you hear, you can't be sitting down to this. Anybody who knows anything Lamba knows that that's
knows that you're the one.
If you hear something like, "I'm your guy, don't pay the bills," they know it's mine. So it's like, yeah, but there's some generic type of vibe now. Get up and dance. Who's the real originator of that line? Get up and move your body.
Fish is another.
See,
Fish is another bad man.
2020, I listened to all of MC Fish mixtape with DJ Consequence. I think about two or maybe four. And I was always listening to it. In fact, you know my bill at the time.
Manolo.
Who's that?
Manolo Spanky. Manolo Spanky. I've met plenty.
Fish is another great guy. There are some guys too, you know, my other guys.
But like in this new set, like in this new, what's the word? These new cats. Who are the guys that you say, okay,
they're killing it.
I look up to, or they're killing it.
I wouldn't really say look up to.
Okay, like look up to is wrong word.
Because the OGs really gave me that assurance that hype could really work. I think I was.
So who are some of the guys that you fuck with there? Like, oh man, this guy is dope, man.
The new cats or just general?
New cats.
Active
Boy.
Yeah, Active Boy. Yeah, therefore Active Boy. There's Tolu Daniels.
Okay, I think I know Tolu Daniels.
Yeah,
I met him through Titanium.
Tolu Daniels, by the way, has been supporting from day on. For the women's side,
She's probably the only one, right?
People, actually, but we don't know them.
She's the only one that will come to my head when right I think now, about female. When I think about female hype, man, she's the one that will come to my head first. Like,
I love her energy. I mean, I've seen her at a lot of parties, Milan Block parties, and other events. Yeah, there's also Bala. He does even in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another guy called Shane Mills.
So there are a couple of it's a lot of guys.
It's good.
It's coming.
Smith, there's AK Smooth.
Okay, AK Smooth. AK Smooth is not a new guy.
No, it's not a new guy. I'm just not a new guy.
AK Smooth himself, he's a bad man at this thing too.
It's not a new guy. Sabi. Like people that fuck with like their sound and everything. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, man. But Fish is smooth, man. When he handles that mic, it will be like saying they rap. Fish is dope. It's dope. But yeah, man.
One of your podcasts you dropped one time. You spoke about pricing.
Pricing,
like
negotiations
or fees and all of that stuff.
I can't remember, man. What was I saying?
You forget about how some people will come and want to price you lower than your original fee, but it's up to you to now want to agree to it or whatever the case may be. I had a situation one time, like 2-3 years ago, when I was still like, you know, trying to put my name out there and everything, and this person confided in me. I was telling me about how they were trying to price me a particular amount, and I was like, I don't collect this amount anymore, like my fee has increased. Like, when it starts, where they give us price. And that kind of like took me aback, and I'm like, a lot of people put in a lot of work into this craft.
Yeah.
You think it's just a lot? So I feel like people just feel like, I'm going to just carry a microphone and to just talk.
I feel like anybody that books you is trying to rip you. Shout out to Portable. they're trying. The aim is to rip you.
Right.
And if you fall for it, you fall for it, and it works well for you if you have like what's that word? If you have evidence, you've been right. doing this thing for a minute, right. so. Evidence day, yeah, you understand? They can go and look at your page. Yeah, go and look at your page. You'll see you killing shit. So, at that point, your confidence is mad. Like, you know what? If you're not doing it, be going. Right. I'm not even going to bargain with you and be doing all of this. And then you have some guys that have just started, so you can't really argue. You can't really argue too much because you yourself in your mind, you know, man, I just kind of started. Right. There's not too much evidence. Right. Well, I mean, I guess you build your shit up to the point where more evidence choke. So. Even if they're coming at you with some stupid billing, I mean, some stupid pricing, even then they know that they're the ones fucking up, Jugets. Right. So they won't be able to price you anyhow, Jugets. And you're good. You'd be like, you know what? If you can't pay me this, then forget it. Pay, get somebody else that will do it. And you'll be happy walking away because you know that, like I said, evidence day, you've done your work. Jugets, you do this thing to the point where you know that, or more. Anybody that is pricing you anyhow, just either doesn't know you or doesn't even know what they're talking about. And
this one is for the vendors. Please stop making hype men and DJs afterthoughts. Yeah. I beg you, please.
For me, I feel like it's a respect thing, right? There's a serious respect thing, especially when it comes to DJs. Like, just. I mean, like, even like weddings, bro. Go to the wedding and you don't even know you're meant to give the DJ food. Like, do I need to be asking you, bro? I don't even stress myself for this. I don't even ask. I'm like, bro, if you don't even come to you, then it's fine. Good. Yeah, I even eat before I leave my house, so I'm not even thinking about your food. Did you get? There was a time where I used to take bottles to the wedding.
For
like any wedding I'm playing, I'll take my own bottle, just put it back. And. Just so you know that I don't need your shit, you understand? There was one wedding I went to that niggas came and started drinking from my bottle. Like, they were
for
like,
real?
Bro, I'm telling you. I don't know what happened with the drinks, but I just know that at some point, people came and we just come asking. And take. I'm like, yeah,
that was the deep
their hand. I'm like, so I used to like go prepared, like, for all those events with my own shit. I'm not even going there thinking about your own stuff. You get, because I mean, it's just like I said, respect the DJ, respect the hype man, respect the MC.
Fuck.
And you know, I don't know what it is when you go for all those events. It's almost like they are hoarding the. I don't know how to explain it, but it's crazy, bro. Ooh. But it's just food.
It's embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing because sometimes you're not looking for the event partner. Like, oh, you've not eaten. They're acting surprised. I'm like,
bro, I don't even ask. Like I said, I'd have eaten in my house, so I don't even care about your food.
Dibs is not saying anything. I'm saying that vendors, please, make sure to help us. And not make us an afterthought.
As long as you pay me, I'm good. Jigga, your food is, by the way, is a bonus or whatever. As long as you pay me my complete money, pay me what I ask for. I'm good. Don't price too much.
Right.
But yeah, that's what it is.
That works.
But yeah, man, like I said, or like we said, Saturday.
Yeah, like it's going down. Kiko for show. It's a one bed themed party. There's a color code, by the way.
What's the color
red,
code?
Red, blue, or gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So red, you could check blue, me out. Gold. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could just check me out.
So if you want to buy a show, I'm sure.
I'm not saying that should be just
but that might be a good one too.
Well, yeah, I thought about it, but maybe we'll probably try next year.
Nice one.
We'll have like a fake wedding, yeah, live band. Yeah, like maybe get like alternate sound or something
to come
play. Get like a fake couple too as well.
Yeah, that might be bad.
We would say our should be, and place will look very grand.
Let blogs carry it and say so and so.
Get me,
yes, marriage.
Billboards will be everywhere, and you know.
Yeah, that'll be mad. Oh, my best
never, obviously, never Jack. We'll go down Jakwa by that time.
Is it?
Jack.
Me and Jakwa is it?
Because every of my guys that are speaking to the next thing.
Everybody's deep in
our deep, you know.
So how many yourself you might be deep? How many yourself you might be deep in?
No, I'm still here with you for a while.
I'm still here with y'all for a while too.
So yeah, so NAT experience, Uncle Dibs will be live as well.
Yeah.
Fuji vibes, high life, Afrobeats.
Yeah, man. And yeah, so thanks for coming through.
Thanks, boss.
And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Signing out.